Irish singer-songwriter Ger O'Sullivan. He's based down in Cork with track entitled I Wanna Be Me When I Grow Up. And speaking of which, I'm now joined by Ger himself to speak about his music and forthcoming gigs. Good afternoon to you, Ger, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
That's great. No, you're most welcome. Pleasure is all ours. First of all, Ger, just tell us a bit about yourself. Right, going back to your teenage years or even before then, how you became involved in music in the first place.
I always loved music as a kid. I bought my first 7-inch single when I was 8 years old. Loved music. I got into music really late in life. For 1 year in my 20s, I picked up a guitar and played guitar, played covers at home. And I parked up the guitar for about 15 years until I was like 38. And for 1 year then, when I was 38, I just started playing covers at home. When I was 39, I wrote my first song. And when I was 40, I played my first open mic. I've been at it ever since. I'm 46 now in July, but I'm a late bloomer.
Right, okay. And what artists or bands have inspired you?
Bob Dylan, Springsteen, U2, you name it, Suzanne Vega, Leonard Cohen, singer-songwriters. I always find the people with the words really inspire me.
Okay, Leonard Cohen, we actually had him played in our programme earlier this morning on Lifeline. He's a great artist, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing, yeah, amazing. Yeah. Great songwriter.
Absolutely. Your first album, Ger, Playing to Win, that was released 3 years ago, I think, in 2015. Tell us a little bit about that and how it went for you.
We recorded it here at home. It was recorded by Tony Milner, and maybe every second Wednesday he'd come over with the gear and we'd record a few tracks or for a song and stuff like that. It was my first one, so I wanted to keep it really simple, so it was basically an acoustic album, and I was just kind of learning the process at the time of how to record, and I was making lots of music friends, and my friend Niamh O'Neill's on it, Jack Doherty's on it, Amber Velvet Taylor's on it, and I actually wrote a song called Roses with my friend Niamh, and that's on the album too. I think it's a very down-to-earth album. It's very earthy, very organic, and it was a good start. It was a good start.
Excellent. Fair play to you.
Some people like bring out EPs and stuff, but I felt like I had enough songs just to bring out an album, and I said, what the hell, just go with it.
You released your second album 1 year later, 2016. What was it entitled?
11-11.
Right, okay. How many tracks on that one?
What's that?
How many tracks on it?
There was 11.
Oh, right.
It was all about 11, was 11-11. Leading up to it, I was seeing the time 11-11 a lot. I was seeing the number 11 everywhere, and I just said, it's a sign, 11-11. With that album, we went to Bantry. We went down to Brian Casey and Wakefield Recording Studios, and we recorded down there, myself and the band, for like 14 days. We rented a house down there. The whole romantic idea of going to the country and recording an album, and worked out. It's rock. It's a different team from the first album, Playing to Win. It's very much like a rock and roll album. I'm really happy with it. It's quite commercial as well.
Okay, nice one. You're currently working actually on two albums, Evolve, to be released next month, and Love Is Out There, that's due for release next September. So you're a very busy man. Two albums in 1 year, that's really taken it to its height. Anyway, Evolve is your first album recorded at your home studio, would that be right? According to the information.
Right, yeah.
And it's also the second album recorded with your band. They are entitled Unconventional Invention. Tell us a bit about the band members and what instruments they play.
Okay, well, Jack Doherty is a bandit himself. Jack's originally from New York City, and he's been living in Cork since the 80s. He plays bass, lead guitar, flute, saxophone. Give him anything and he'll play it. He's just amazing. Michal Weber, then, he's from Poland originally, and he's our percussionist then, plays a lot of djembe, plays a Joe harp, and he does some electronic sampling as well. And Billy Mangan, then, he's a Cork band called Devil's Bit, and he came in and joined the Unconventional Invention for Evolve, and he is great with harmonies, amazing. He just makes me sound so much better on the CD, so it's great to have Billy in there. I think with Evolve, the big change was the harmonies. I really didn't go into harmonies for my first two albums, and Billy made a huge difference, and it's kind of, I can't go back now to the way it was. I Need Billy on every album from now on with the harmonies. He's just amazing. But check out his band Devil's Bit. They're really, really good. Really good.
Sounds great. And by the way, what musical instrument do you play yourself besides the acoustic? I think you might be playing the harmonica, would I be right?
Yeah. Guitar, harmonica, a bit of bass, a bit of piano, synthesizer. Sometimes I just sit myself in front of an instrument and add things to a song. I wouldn't be trained as a musician or all as such. I taught myself everything, but I just add flourishes to songs and seems to work. I'm a bit of a chancer, Johnny, but it works.
Yeah, but sometimes going with the flow actually achieves tremendous success, believe it or not.
It's all working out.
Seems to be working out well for you. And tell us a little bit about your songwriting. Do you write the lyrics over the melody, vice versa, or even both, maybe?
It's a mixed match, really. Sometimes I just have a melody and I'd sing into my phone, or words I'd sing into my phone. Sometimes I listen to the language of other people. Like a friend of mine once, she said to me, "I want to be me when I grow up." And I goes, "That's a song." And you ended up playing it on the radio. So I ended up just sometimes the other language of other people kind of really just makes you think and change the way you approach a song. Other times then I would have a melody, I'd just sit a guitar on my lap and play something, and the words would come later. Sometimes in dream songs, I've dreamt about 3 or 4 songs, and don't ask me where they came from. I'd wake up half dozed in the middle of my sleep, and I'd sing this melody or song into my phone, and I'd get up, like, go back to sleep, get up an hour later, and I put my guitar in my lap, write down all the little scattered words I recorded on my phone, and this song that I dreamt, I would make it. Don't ask me how it happens, but it happens.
Yeah, that comes across like a natural talent in songwriting, to be honest with you. Very, very good. Last year you recorded and produced the forthcoming EP by Cork Ballad Devil's Bit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's Billy's band out, Devil's Bit. They were up here last year. Had a great time. They stayed up here for about 3 days. We recorded nearly the whole album, and it was just a thank you to Billy and for all the work he'd done in the Vols. And at the moment, I'm just having a studio here, and it's great to work with other people, and you learn from working with other people rather than just doing your own stuff all the time as well. And as far as I know, Billy plans to launch the EP this year, so wish him the best of luck with that.
Excellent. And you're also recording, producing and playing on a debut album for up-and-coming Irish singer Lorraine Walsh. I believe the album is entitled The Veil, and it's due for release at the end of the coming summer.
That's right. We have to put a few touches on it at the moment, a few overdubs, but hopefully it'll be released in September this year.
Right,
so,
excellent.
Yeah, it's been nice to work on it. She's a great singer-songwriter, a bit of a hidden treasure of a singer-songwriter, actually. Just met her there a while back, and I was really taken by her songs. They're very personal, and you can empathise with them. They're really, really good.
Oh, yes, I can relate to that. And you've also hosted Gallagher's Open Mic in Cork City for the last 5 years. That's very nice.
Yeah, 5 years now in July. A great gang of people have walked through the door and played there. Some people have been playing there for the last 3 years, some for the last 2 years. Some people stay for a few months or for a year, and they're kind of nurtured from the open mic, and they move on then and do their own gigs. I've made lots of friends, lots of acquaintances, and I found lots of people who play the open mic end up playing Sing a Song for Me at my gaff as well, my YouTube channel, which is fantastic.
Right, and you also created a YouTube channel, you also host it, and it's called Sing a Song for, is it Me at My Gaff or M at My Gaff?
Me at My Gaff, yeah.
Yeah, tell us all about that. That seems to be something you're heavily involved in as well at the moment.
Yeah, that's on year 5 now at the moment. Basically, the idea is that I invite people to come to my sitting room and sing one song, unplugged or plugged. Usually 90% of the material is original, and 10% of the material might be covers. It's good fun. In the last 5 years, about 170 people have sang in my sitting room. I had Mick Flannery sing here about 2 years ago, which was great. And it kind of covers people who live in Cork, people who live in Ireland, and people who pass through Cork from all over the world: Brazil, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, America, Sweden, Czech Republic, you name it, they play the gaff, you know. So,
but it seems to be having a tremendous amount of hits and views, I believe.
Yeah, well, I think the last 5 years now have just gone over like 50,000 views. I think since that happened, I sponsored it on Facebook, but I don't really spend money on it. I kind of let it just be organic and flow, and let let's see what happens with it. That's the idea. And it's like a non-profit making music channel as well. So it's for everyone who's involved in the Gaff. We are the Gaff. Anybody who plays the Gaff is a member. I always say, like, I'm like the train driver, and everybody who plays is a carriage. And it's like a community-based thing. And with a bit of luck, somebody who plays the Gaff might make it big. One of their songs might go viral. And if one of their songs go viral, someone else's, all the other songs will be attached to it, and hopefully we'll all gain from it. You know, that's the idea.
You've already played at various venues in Ireland, Whelan's in Dublin, Coughlin's in Cork, and also the occasional festival as well. How did you find that? How did it all go for you?
Oh, great fun, yeah, yeah. Whelan's was amazing. I was supporting a band called Yearning Curve at the time, and they just asked me would I go up and play, and I said, yeah, I'm brilliant. And Collins was great. I was supporting someone else there for it was an album launch at the time. And it was like voted Imro Music Venue of the Year, I think, for 2 years consecutively. And the other gig then was up in Portlaoise, and it was a really nice festival organised by a friend of mine. And people up there couldn't have been nicer. Like, it was really good. I don't gig as much as I should. I'm kind of tied down with work, and I find sometimes I just like working in the studio more than playing live as well. There's a lot of travelling, and it's a lonely life being a musician. Sometimes I feel like I just love the comfort of home too much, you know. But I plan to launch Evolve now in May. The venue still needs to be announced, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a full band with piano, sax, flute, bass, lead guitar. And Jack Doherty's going to be my special support act on the night as well.
Sounds excellent. So you're not quite sure about the gigs on the horizon yet? You're not sure what's on the cards?
Not yet.
Okay,
I'm a lazy musician that way.
That's the way to have it. So just for the sake of our listeners, Ger, you have a website, Facebook, Twitter accounts?
Yeah, Ger Sullivan Music. You find me on Facebook. You find me on YouTube. I used to tweet, but I don't tweet as much as I used to. Tweeting's for birds, I think. And you find me on Gallagher's Open Mic on Facebook, and you'll find me on Sing a Song for Me at My Gaff on Facebook and YouTube as well.
Thank you very much, Jerry. You're a very talented artist, I have to say. Bet you're very proud of yourself. You should be if you're not. And we at Near FM here wish you all the very best in the future. So thanks again for joining us, and take care and have a great day.
Thanks, Johnny, and enjoy the tunes.
You're most welcome. Bye.